Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There was this girl in kindergarten, and for months, these kindergartners were learning the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And all the children, as the teacher directed, put your hands over your heart, and all the children in the classroom went like this. But the little girl put her hand under her hip. The teacher didn't think of anything. She said, well, she'll get used to it when she looks at her friends doing it the right way. 2 weeks goes by. They're ready to pledge allegiance. All the children put their hands over her heart, their hearts, and the little girl put her hand over her hip. So the teacher asked the little girl to stay after school. And so as the classmates left, the teacher says, don't you notice that everybody's hand is over your heart? She says, yes. Well, your friends put it up here. Why do you have your hand down here? She says, that's where my heart is. And she says, who said your heart is here? She said, my mother, because she always tells me every morning, bless your little heart, as she taps her on her way to school. Well, got to listen to mom. But you got to listen to Jesus even more. Jesus, throughout his ministry for 3 years, tried to share with people who he really is. And as you heard in our gospel lesson, bluntly, up front, he says, I'm the Christ. In fact, I'm God. And these people just couldn't get it. The leaders just didn't understand. You see, he turned water into wine, right? He made the blind see and the lame walk and the deaf hear. He healed the lepers. He raised people from the dead. Lazarus was dead 4 days, and he raised him. And yet they're saying, how do we know you are the Christ? Duh. V8, that's what they needed. And I'm thinking, why don't they get it? But would it have been any different for us today? You wonder. Seeing is believing. I noticed that most of you are not from Missouri, because that's called the Show Me State, right? But you are Missouri Synod Lutherans, because you're all sitting towards the back. You're the only one that's not Lutheran. But as we sit here learning about who Jesus is, perhaps we should remind people, what does the Old Testament say about who Jesus is? Well, in Exodus it says that I am who I am, is what he explained to himself, to Moses. And he said, say to the people of Israel, I am has sent me. And Jesus said that to the leaders before Abraham was, I am. Well, that wasn't the only hint. Also in the book of Exodus chapter 6, God spoke to Moses and said, I am the Lord. And the prophet Isaiah says, for I am God. And what did Thomas say to the disciples in the upper room after Jesus' resurrection? My Lord and my God. Well, the prophet, these Old Testament teachers should have known what the prophet says. In Isaiah 10, it says, he is mighty God. The same prophet says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What? Jesus, Father. Huh? They missed it. In Isaiah, he said, I am the first and the last. If you read Revelation, what does Jesus say about himself? He says, fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. The prophet also said, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no other Savior. And if you read in the early church of Acts chapter 4, he says, this Jesus is the stone that the builders rejected. And there is salvation in no one else. Do you see the connection? Scripture interprets Scripture. That's who we are. The prophet Malachi said, for I, the Lord, do not change. That's proof that God is Lutheran. But he doesn't like change either. But in the New Testament, Jesus is referred to as being the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is also referred to as the light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? But King David said. But what does Jesus say? He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I just finished doing the workshop on dying, death, and heaven. And we had over 130 people that gathered together to hear about that. And I share with them about this woman whose husband passed away, and on his tombstone it says, my light has gone out. And 2 years later, she went to the pastor. She said, Pastor, I have a problem. She said, what's the problem? Well, you know, my husband died 2 years ago. And the pastor said, yeah. Well, I met a guy that I want to marry. He's a Christian man, but it's the tombstone. And the pastor said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, you remember what I wrote on there? He says, no, my light has gone out concerning her husband. What am I going to do now? And the pastor says, go to the tombstone and carve on there, lit another match. But that's not the light that we're talking about. We're talking about an eternal light that we receive called faith. The work of the Holy Spirit gives us light to the knowledge of Scripture. The psalmist, David, he was pretty good at understanding who God was. He says, for who is God but the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? Paul tells the Corinthian church in chapter 10, and they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. So indeed, Jesus is the Christ. He's also our salvation as well as our God. Because Paul was telling Titus, we are waiting for a blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, Christ. Christ means the Messiah, the anointed one, the chosen one, sent by the Father. But this is what really gets me excited about Scripture. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 45 says, to me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance to the Father. Isn't it interesting what Paul said to the Philippians? He says, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Lord. To God be the glory to the Father. In just a couple weeks, there's going to be ascension. And then after that, Pentecost. Then after that, Trinity Sunday. What do we know about who the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is? One God. Do you think our brains could wrap ourselves under that? What that means? My favorite verse is what you heard in the baptism. baptized in the name, singular, not plural, of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Lord is one. And we are baptized in one Lord, one faith, one baptism. I love how John opens up the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and have seen his glory, the glory of the Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And then in our text today, Jesus says, I and the Father are one. Beginning in September, in our congregation where I'm serving, I'm going to be teaching a Bible class twice, on a Sunday and on a Wednesday. I found out us Lutherans don't really talk much about the Holy Spirit. Talk about the Father. A lot about Jesus. But you notice we don't say a whole lot about the Holy Spirit, do we? We are lousy at teaching about sanctification. And what are you worried about? And as I'm going through the scriptures, I have 35 pages of notes. Because I've never put it all together before. And so I told my wife, I said, I can never preach about the Holy Spirit because we'll be here for a couple weeks. And so one of the things I wanted to share with you is that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. And what I love about it is the Holy Spirit helps us to understand the scriptures. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us faith. It refers to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. The Holy Spirit was involved in creation, where the Father is the creator. Jesus was the Word spoken, and the Holy Spirit hovered throughout God's creation. But you know what? When it comes to this relationship between the Father and the Son, what did Jesus tell Philip when Philip says, show us the Father? Jesus said, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've seen and have been among you with such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? The point of our message is one sentence. To understand the Father is to understand who Jesus Christ is. He's both God and he's man. Paul reminds the Romans in chapter 9, to them belongs the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, they is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forevermore. Peter, the rock, explains who Jesus is. It says here, Simon Peter, a servant of the apostle Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with our by righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. May the grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God the Father and of Jesus our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. There seems to be this constant theme of who God is. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. I love being an adult kid. This is the first time in Nebraska, from what we're hearing, the staff asked if I would do a vacation Bible school for adults. Guess what we're doing? We're doing vacation for adults. And last time I did it, there was nobody younger than 55, and that was me. And we're going to be involved in Bible study about Joseph and his colorful coat for those 5 days. And we're going to do crafts. We're going to do singing. We're going to get into God's Word. We're even going to go on a class trip to Mission Central in Iowa to find out about mission work. And we're inviting adults to come. We're coming during the morning. Kids have to come at night. But it's going to be an awesome experience because here we're going to continue to proclaim who Jesus is. That the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the name of our God. That's why I want to close with the words of Hebrews chapter 1. And this comes from the Heavenly Father himself. He says, "But of the Son, he, the Father, says, 'Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. And the scepter of the uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom.'" Well, let's ponder that together by the power of the Holy Spirit. And all God's people say, amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's rise for prayer.